The Artemis mission is an ongoing space mission run by NASA with multiple international and domestic partners to land first female and first person of color on the lunar South Pole. With Artemis mission, NASA is preparing to return to the moon and land first humans after more than 50 years. It is the first crewed mission of NASA since Apollo 17 in 1972. Artemis mission focuses on lunar exploration, but with the advancement in technologies, NASA is planning to send first crewed mission to Mars using the technology and research developed during Artemis mission. This Moon-to-Mars plan of NASA involves building a new station in orbit around the Moon. The programmer has been called Artemis because in Greek mythology, Artemis is the goddess of Moon and twin sister of Apollo, which was NASA's last lunar mission. The mission under the Artemis program are not going to be like the Apollo missions. In fact, NASA plans to stay there to discover the possibilities of establishing a lunar base both in lunar orbit and Moon's surface. There are different phases of this mission. First one is Orion spacecraft. This crewed spacecraft is currently under development and will be equipped with life support system and shuttle interfaces. It is the command module needed to transport astronauts through space. Second is Lunar Gateway. It will be the small space station in orbit around Moon, designed to be a platform for missions to the Moon and beyond. The Orion module that I described above will dock itself with Lunar Gateway so that astronauts will transfer into Lunar Landing Module. European Space Agency is working with NASA on the design of Lunar Gateway. In this Lunar Gateway, astronauts will be able to live and carry out the research for a short period. Third is Lunar Landing Module. The Lunar Landing Module will take cargo and humans from the Lunar Gateway to the Moon's surface. The Lunar Landing Module system for Apollo was designed for one journey return to the Moon's surface, while the Artemis mission's landing system will be used for multiple missions. Fourth, Space Launch System. This is the launcher which will carry all the elements beyond Earth's atmosphere into space. This super heavy lift rocket can carry almost 180,000 kilogram and will cost over $800 million per launch. When complete, it will be the world's most powerful rocket. In March 2022, the rocket and spacecraft for Artemis 1 was moved to the launch pad at Kennedy Space Center, Florida. Artemis mission is divided into three missions, like Artemis 1, Artemis 2, Artemis 3. Artemis 1 is going to be the uncrewed mission to test the space launch system and the Orion module. SLS, that is the space launch system, will take off from Kennedy Space Center in Florida. Once in space, the Orion will detach itself from SLS and travel to the Moon, where it will orbit 62 miles above the lunar surface. And after a trip of 20 to 25 days, the module will splash down in the Pacific Ocean near California. Artemis mission number 2, that is Artemis 2, will be the 4-person crewed flight to the Moon. After detaching from the SLS, the crew will fly the Orion module 8,889 kilometers beyond the Moon and return to the Earth. The mission will take 8 to 10 days and will collect the flight test data. Artemis 3 will be the third mission to the moon under the Artemis program. It will be the first moon landing mission since Apollo 17 in 1972. The four astronauts will dock the Lunar Gateway with the Orion module and remain in space for 30 days. The human landing system, which NASA is currently developing, will then take two astronauts down to the lunar surface, where they are expected to stay for a week, exploring the surface, and will perform a variety of scientific studies, including sampling water ice, first detected on the moon in 1971.